A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah health officials say a fully vaccinated older adult from southern Utah is the state's first patient with the Omicron variant of COVID-19. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, I-80 will be closed in both directions between 700 East and Foothill Drive in Salt Lake from Saturday at 10 p.m. to Sunday morning. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
We've actually had about three or four different accidents along I-15 in Draper and Bluffdale. And the one that is really causing some slowdowns, that's going to be at the ramp to northbound I-15 at 146 South. It's over to the left and right shoulders, but it is backing traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another warm one out there, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny, 48 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Parents charged in connection with this week's deadly shooting in Michigan's Oxford High School are coming back to town for their arraignments, as their attorney. U.S. Marshals say they are now searching for James and Jennifer Crumley. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald.
While the shooter was the one who entered the high school and pulled the trigger, there are other individuals who contributed to this, to the events on November 30th, and it's my intention to hold them accountable as well.
The Crumleys are each charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
The six-hour 9mm handgun purchased by James Crumley was stored unlocked in a drawer in James and Jennifer's bedroom.
McDonald detailed the days leading up to the shooting and potential warning signs. At least nine states have confirmed positive COVID cases of the Omicron variant.
One of the six with the Omicron variant in Nebraska is vaccinated. Kim Showalter of Nebraska Public Health Solutions says one member of the household traveled to Nigeria, came back with Omicron, and then spread it to others in the home.
I would consider the cases to be mild to moderate. Most of them are on the recovery end and will be back up and running soon.
Mild to moderate is also how most, if not all, of the other Omicron cases in the U.S. are being described. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The accused King Super supermarket shooter has once again been deemed incompetent to stand trial, says Colorado's Boulder County DA. 10 people were killed in the shooting last March. President Biden signed into law the stopgap spending bill that will keep the federal government running through mid-February. The November jobs report showed employers added 210,000 jobs, lower than what analysts were expecting. Chief market strategist for TD Ameritrade, J.J. Keenahan, says there's good news from the report.
We did see some great growth in areas that we do like to see growth, that being warehousing, manufacturing, construction, professional services.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Today is the annual KSL Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital, and we've received a lot of donations throughout the day that will go directly to help children in need. KSL News Radio's Dave Noriega is still at the Giveathon, and how are the donations going, Dave?
Amazing. Thank you, Maria. And I don't know who invented the giant check, but, I mean, Nobel Peace Prize or something. Some Nobel something. Because it's one of my favorite things about the KSL Giveathon. And hey, if you want to still donate, feel free. Give the phone call, 801-KSL-KIDS. You can go online, kslkids.com. You can make donations, but that's a personal donation. In this community, we have so many companies that are just so willing to reach out and donate huge amounts of money. So I want to bring on Big Canyon Homes Foundation, a couple representatives, Larissa Donaldson and Aaron Richens. Larissa, you have this big, ginormous check. What do you got?
I got $50,000 for you.
That is a lot of zeros. That's incredible. $50,000. So I made a mistake last year. There was a donation, and they handed it to me. I said, $2,500. What a great donation. Like, Dave, you missed a zero. That's $25,000. So $50,000, Larissa. That's so wonderful. Aaron Richens is with me right now. Aaron, why was it so important for Big Canyon Homes Foundation to donate to Primary Children's through the KSL Giveathon?
Primary Children's has always been really important and special to Big Canyon Homes. Our owner, Paul Berman, had
a child stay there when he had RSV. Larissa's had a son or a daughter stay there. And the care that is that they receive there is just exceptional. And Primary Children's takes such good care of our kids. And we just wanted to be able to give back to them in some way.
And you have. You've done it in a big way. $50,000, Larissa. How did you raise this money?
Yeah, so about a month ago, we had a huge banquet. And the Big Kenyon Homes community just showed up in a way that we never even thought possible. And because of them, we were able to raise this money to donate. So
I start getting giddy when I see these big numbers. And I look about the kind of the running total, $466,000 so far. Your generous $50,000 donation. So thank you so much. Again, it's not too late. We're taking your phone calls. We'll take your donations online. Just go to 801-KSL-KIDS or kslkids.com.
KSL News Time, just past 419. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky.
Just heard scanners calling out a new accident, not far from one that we already have in the Draper and Bluffdale area. It's going to be on northbound I-15 at 146 South. So you are going to see a jammed up drive rounding the point of the mountain up to Bangor Highway. Southbound traffic I-15 in Salt Lake County really is pretty much heavy and slow all the way except for Midvale between 4500 South to the point. But we're still looking really good and all clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Still a little busy traffic for drivers on Main Street in Tooele and Bangor Highway. You're going to see some slowdowns there again right around the 201 freeway, which is pretty typical for this time of day. For drivers on I-15 in Utah County, once you get past the delays Ricky was speaking about, you're going to see good speeds. Steve?
Now we have scattered slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive in spots between 13th and 21st South. Northbound I-15, good to go from downtown. No problems leaving the city into Davis County. Got slowdowns, though, starting to fill in and build from Layton up to Clearfield. Southbound I-15, thick and slow, Ogden down to Roy. As a small business owner, you have big ideas, and with the help of a local committed Zions banker, these ideas can come to life. Learn more at zionsbank.com/business. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here with the 7-day forecast. I think we're ready for a little change, Kevin.
We are ready for a change. It is coming. Okay. It's just going to take a little while longer, but today, air quality, oh goodness, it has deteriorated even more. We've moved into the unhealthy for sensitive groups in many, many locations, and we'll do that again on our Saturday and Sunday. We do see a little breeze Sunday afternoon. That might help mix it, but we're going to have to wait till Monday before it scours it out. A cold front will sweep through. We'll look for valley rain, a mix of snow, benches. Right now, measurable, an inch to two. Mountains ought to get anywhere from 6 to 12 inches out of the storm. And then another colder storm gets here Thursday into Friday. So kind of a 1-2 punch next week. We'll start the week with the storm. We'll end the week with the storm. And by the time it's all done, I think the Wasatch Front, the Cottonwood Canyons ought to get about a foot and a half of snow.
Skiers are jumping up and down.
It's about time. Everyone should be jumping up and down because we drink that water. So
we need cleaner air, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
Right now, 48 degrees downtown.
Scott and I were able recently to go through the Mystery Escape Room for another great room. We've been through a handful of times before. And right now at the Mystery Escape Room right around the corner here at the Gateway, they've got the Spirit of Christmas Past Escape Room that you do not want to miss. And this is one of those that you can take the whole family to. So you can go to the Mystery Escape Room. Go to mysteryescaperoom.com. It was a blast. And it was one of those that we actually got to solve, Scott. We're smart enough to figure it out. And it's just a blast if you go to Mystery Escape Room. Try the Christmas room this year and get your kids involved.
Look, book these for the holidays because they sell out quickly. And it's really a great experience. It's so much fun. We've gone and done this several times. It's a great thing for a family or really a group of people, friends, people you work with, a fun experience. Christmas Room was exciting. It'll get you into the spirit of Christmas, but they also have other themes. And they're really fun, and they're really well done, well thought of. You may or may not solve them. They're really, really hard to solve. Check all of it out at mysteryescaperoom.com.
With Select Health Advantage, we have you covered. Select Health Advantage is a 5-star rated Medicare Advantage plan that offers all the benefits of Medicare, plus $0 or low premiums, $0 or low primary care copays, preventive dental and vision care, hearing aid coverage, and extensive prescription drug coverage. Call Select Health at 385-284-0058 for a free health plan quote. That's 385-284-0058.
Has your furnace ever left you in the cold? When was the last time it was tuned up? Have you been thinking of updating? Lee's Heating and Air is now offering tune-ups for just $59. Estimates or second opinions are always free, and we only install the number one award-winning American Standard heating and air conditioning line of products. Call today and schedule with our team at 801-467-1561. That's 801-467-1561. Visit us at leesheatac.com.
Whether you run your local bookstore or the neighborhood boutique that everyone loves, small businesses like yours make gift-giving possible. Now, Comcast Business has a gift for you. Introducing the sale you don't want to miss, the Gift of Saving Sale. For a limited time, ask how to get a great deal for your business. You can get a $500 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business with the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. That's $500 to spend on whatever your business needs. Or if you want another way to save, you can also get started with internet and voice for $64.99 per month with a 2-year price guarantee. So give your business the gift of savings today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Prepaid card offer ends 1/2/22. Call or go online for details.
There's a new Cafe Rio in town at City Creek Center. Dine in or pick up with grab-and-go parking spots just off State Street on P1 of the parking garage. Get your Cafe Rio favorites now at City Creek Center.
KSL News Time 425. It's been a roller coaster ride for the markets this week. Up and down and up and down. Today, the Dow down 59 points to end at 34,580. S&P 500 dropped 38. The NASDAQ off 295.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.